Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers.
And we have our friend Joseph Ernest Martin with us today, a great psychic.
We do. He is definitely on top of it. He's fast, accurate, compassionate, and his heart leads him, that's for sure. He reads for celebrities as well as those he meets at the many different cities he goes to each year. And, of course, today we'll have a chance to have a couple of callers get a reading from him on air, but we'll let you know when that is, folks. Okay, so don't call in now. Joseph is the author and artist for the Quest Tarot, winner of the Best New Age Product of the Year, and Joseph is the recipient of the Visionary Award of Excellence. His book, The Compass and Deck, is now in 3 countries in 3 languages. Wow. He travels to over 34 cities a year talking about the paranormal and reading for clients. He is a featured speaker at the Bay Area Tarot Symposium, the Los Angeles Tarot Symposium, and the huge New Living Expo, as well as many others. And just recently, 3 new DVDs on the tarot have been released by Joseph.
Well, Joseph, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I am just thrilled to be here.
Oh,
and
welcome.
And it's so great that you're an international author now.
Oh, I know. I can really say that for real.
So what was the first country that you went into?
Russia, of all things.
Oh, wow.
That was the very first release was in Russia. And they sent me a copy of my book in Russian, and I don't know if you've ever seen, like, a Russian book, you know, with the Russian alphabet. It is wild.
No, I haven't. That's great. That, I mean, of all countries, I don't think I would have ever guessed Russia.
Yeah, Russia and Belgium and the United States.
What was it like in Russia, Joseph?
The Russian people really have a love of the paranormal. They have. There was a very, very, a very famous woman who was a Russian psychic. She was documented scientifically. She could actually move like objects and toothpicks and, you know, small objects with just the energy of her mind. And she did this consistently for many, many years. And so the people there have just a bit of a broader view where it comes to paranormal events, paranormal energies. It's really great.
I know.
Wow.
They were the first to have remote viewing. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Yes, and our country actually learned from them. So you actually were in Russia?
Well, you know, I didn't travel there, but my work has been many, many places, thank God.
Well, you're there in spirit on
yeah,
every page. Tell us about a tarot deck that you've created.
Well, you know, it's really, you know, of course I created it, so of course to me it's the coolest thing ever. It's different than standard tarot. It breaks some conventions. A standard tarot deck is like 78 cards, and the Quest Tarot, which is my deck, is actually 80 cards. So there's two cards in it that aren't in other tarot decks. One is called the Multiverse card, which of course means multiple universes, multiple existences, and the other is the Blank card. And these cards add a special kind of addition in the growth of tarot as a divination medium. And the reason why I added these is, you know, historically in the tarot, there was no real consensus on how many cards there were. Some say it started with 52, some say it started with 56, some say it was around 60, and of course now the classic number 78. The reason the tarot changed is because people changed, the view of the world changed. The last card in the major arcana was classically the world card because at the time our view was we're on a world, we're on a big lump. But then we started expanding our view to the universe, and the world card over time became the universe card. And now we've expanded our view even bigger. We know we're not just in a universe, we're in a multiverse. So now to the right side of the universe card is a brand new card, the multiverse.
Wow. And you know, I was listening to your DVD before we went on, and you talked about having something else that you've added called significators.
Well, different people. Now, I'm going to use the way I describe a significator because different tarot people have used the word significator to mean slightly different things.
Okay.
Significator cards can be cards that are intensely personal and even sometimes created by the psychic or the reader, the divinator. And so this card can represent a person or it can represent yourself. And it's a way to hone in energies on a person or on our direction you're trying to look at. In my deck, there's a way to use significator cards from the deck itself in order to add a little more energy into the process of reading. There's one technique where it shows how to use it in the self, and another technique to show how to use it for the person who's seeking the answer.
Wow. So when you actually started looking at this, what does this significator look like?
Well, the significator card classically is one of the 16 court cards representing the people, the people that populate the tarot. And so it can be any one of, you know, king, queen, knight, page is the classic interpretation, but in my deck, because we're in the feminine age, it starts with the feminine energy. So it goes mother, father, daughter, son. So you would pick one of those cards that you would feel represent you or the energy at the time of your reading that would represent that state you're in.
Wow.
And that can be used as a base card or as an underlayment card in order to just create more more energy for the person asking.
Were specific in that there's a, I don't know whether it's a card, Joseph, or what, but that something that predicts time, month, you know, like the date, maybe the year, maybe, I don't know, the hour, I don't know.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, yeah, classically, again, time is predicted in metaphysical ways through astrology in the most classic way, because of the way the planets move on a very, you know, calculated or calculating circle or spiral. And so classically, time divination is done through astrology. In the tarot, and especially in my deck, the Quest Tarot, I felt that there needed to be an easier way to have time come into the reading. Now, I think the tarot is great and fantastic for divinating energy and direction of the way things are going. But typically, the tarot has been a little bit lousy in time. And so with this special feature on the aces of my deck, you can actually easily, with just one card, see a period of time influence without doing any math, any calculation, nothing. When you want to have a more specific look at time, then I have this really easy technique that allows you to do just a little tiny bit of math. You just need a pencil, piece of paper. You ask the seeker, you know, their birth date, and you're able to determine the week of that energetic influence of the reading. And if for some reason you need to know the day and the time of the highest point of influence, with just a tiny bit more math, you can even do that too.
Wow.
That's incredible. My gosh.
But don't let the math scare anybody. It's very, very simple.
And that kind of thing. Yeah.
When we're through with this interview, I'm going to start playing with the Quest cards.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is all in the Quest Tarot deck that you've put all this information.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate with the recognition my work has received so far because of things like changing the court system. Again, you know, it's like from changing it from King, Queen, Knight, Page, like from the Rider-Waite deck, to what I believe is the correct orientation for the time we're in right now, which is mother, father, daughter, son. That in itself was a big change. And then adding the two new cards, that was a big change too. Then a way to divinate time in an easy way, that was a big change too.
Oh,
that's and that's
so
why
important.
it won the award it won.
Wow.
Now can we ask you to send us the extra cards?
they're in the pack. They're right there. They're in the deck already.
Oh, are they?
So
you betcha.
You mentioned that the one card's blank.
Yes.
Can you create your own future with that blank card?
Well, you know, it's really kind of cute. Because, you know, I put it the multiverse card in the deck, I thought, well, you know, if I think there should be a multiverse card, maybe someone else thinks there should be a card like rock star or politician. So I'm going to include a blank card in my deck for someone to create their own card or create a significator card representing them. But, you know, what happened was Llewellyn sent me the pre-release printed deck, and I had a reading that day, and I was so excited I'm going to use my deck, my brand new deck, in my next reading. So I lay out the spread, and of course what happens, the blank card comes out in the self position. And I went, oh, I forgot to take the blank card out. And then I looked at it, and I went, you know, there's no such thing as coincidence. If this card had meaning, what would it mean in this spread? And so I said to the person, you have the blank card in your self position. This means that you don't really know what you want. You're kind of blank. That person looked at me and goes, you're absolutely right. I don't know what I want. And I thought, this is how I'm going to be using this card in the deck and in readings. And we're going to be changing the book to include that now into the release of this.
So originally you took the card out, and that's what your intention was?
So that someone had the option of creating their own custom tarot card.
Okay.
That's why it was blank. But honestly, I think the best way to use the blank card is to use it in the deck when you're reading. It really adds another fantastic dimension.
Oh, this is great. You've got some new DVDs out, or have they hit the market yet?
They're out, available right now through me, and I'm currently in negotiation with Llewellyn Worldwide Publishing on them. And the coolest thing about it right now is if you go to either my website, which of course is, you know, www.quest, Q-U-E-S-T, then the word tarot, T-A-R-O-T, or if you're from the Midwest, you could say tarot, .com. There's links to the YouTube videos. And I have over 20 videos now currently up on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, the best way to find me is search for my full name, Joseph Ernest Martin. And then there you'll see all this new stuff. On there are two sample readings, interviews, little promos for the new DVDs, and ways you can contact me currently to order the pre-release versions. And then once we get everything ironed out with Llewellyn, they'll be available through like Barnes & Noble and everywhere worldwide.
Yeah,
Joseph, do you have a phone number so that if people want to call you, they can?
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, the an easy way to get a hold of me, though I do travel, so sometimes I don't answer the phone, is 510-482-0274. I'm going to just say it one more time. 510-482-0274. And I will get back to you, and most likely you'll get a message because I have so many sessions and then I'm traveling every week.
Now, so when you do you do readings over the phone?
I do readings over the phone and have for over 20 years now. And I've even read for clients in other countries over the phone.
So you just use your cards and do the reading over the phone. That's great.
Oh, absolutely. I prepare the room. I prepare myself in advance of the session, you know, calm down, get into my meditative state. And then when we start the session, I open up psychically and share what comes through.
Now, do you ask questions like universal questions like about our country or global warming? Do you ask that type of questions of the tarot cards?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not too many years ago, actually, you know, everyone, I think, knows in their psyche 9/11. How can no one in this country not be exposed to 9/11 and the disaster at the Twin Towers? So when that happened, the morning that happened, I was actually watching TV and I saw that happening right on live on television. And so the very first thing I did was I broke out my cards, I relaxed, I asked my guides, what is going on with this disaster in New York? And honestly, the cards came up to say that our president at that time, which was George W. Bush, was complicit in the event. And I was just, you know, my jaw dropped. I was like, huh? How could that be? Oh, my God. So I did some more work on it. I made some calls. I talked to people. And I, in my very next talk, which was, I think it was in Stockton, the city Stockton, the very next talk I did, I said, you know, this event happened. This is what my guides came through to say. And honestly, people were so angry at me for saying that. They just were like, you know, our country's been attacked. How can you dare say anything, you know, against our president? And they were very impassioned. So I did some more, you know, work on that topic. And, of course, now we know that there's a number of huge questions about 9/11 and George W. Bush and even Cheney and what went on that day. And there's some fantastic videos available out currently that you can get that talk about that and bring up a lot of new evidence. But at the time, what happens a lot in divination is our guides will give us information, and it may be totally contraindicate to our view of reality. It may say something that is just, you know, that's just not it at all. But as time goes forward, we're able to see the real message that was coming through. So world events, absolutely. Our guides will talk to us virtually about everything, everything that we want to ask.
What does the Obama election really mean?
Well, you know, Obama is a huge point of change, energetically, intellectually, just on every level. And, you don't even have to be psychic, I think, to know that. He represents visually a different kind of person in the White House. He represents an articulate and intelligent difference in the spoken word from his predecessor. He represents a new shift of direction for what needs to be done to heal this country. He has, in my opinion, inherited a burning barn that is still burning and on fire. And I can't blame him for what he inherited. He's trying his best to figure out how to put it out. And, I look at him and say, this man is, you know, has a bucket of water, and he's trying like hell to put out the fire. And the people standing around him are all arguing whether his bucket is the right color or big enough.
Yeah. I mean, he expected to get things moving much quicker, but he has all these forces fighting him each step.
What do you actually see with him in there? What do you see for the future of America?
Well, you know, I have asked that question many, many times, and especially this year in traveling, people have asked me that question many times, so I've done many, many readings on it. What has really come up for the Obama administration is that it's going to take them about 2 years before we actually see a relief point. And I know for some people they're going like, what, another year and a half? Oh, my God, how much longer do we have to wait? But according to what I see in the cards, what my guides tell me, it's about 2 years into his administration that when we look backward, we go, oh, we're finally heading the right direction. We're finally starting to get that sense of relief. And that's because it's going to take him that long to put out a lot of fires. You know, the Republican Party, God love them, and I have lovely people in my family who are Republican, they've kind of shifted even more off the scale than they had been. We didn't have a right, well, maybe at one time we had a right and a left party, so to speak. We had a conservative party and a more liberal party. But I think what's happened is the Republicans have shifted way over into extreme positions. And the Democratic Party, by and large, has shifted over to a more centralist position. And we're really kind of lacking a take care of people, more liberal, more, dare I say, loving kind of party. I think this is going to create a space for a third party to be conceived of and start being formed.
It's as though the Democrats are afraid to be too liberal, so they're going to, into the middle range.
Yeah, they are, and the people who consider themselves Republican or conservative have, you know, all I can figure is like they've lost their minds. I mean, not all Republicans, because like I said, I have ones I love in my family. However, I have actually watched Fox News, which, by the way, is not a news channel. It's a propaganda channel.
Mm-hmm.
And the people on there, they look just absolutely perfect, even Barbie doll perfect. They're all coiffed and made up and gorgeous, and they hold themselves well and have good posture. But the stuff that actually comes out of their mouths is appalling. It's not even news. They say things that are just absolute lies, blatant exaggerations. They do the sin of omission in their reporting all the time. And this channel, you know, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, which just bought, I believe, is it the New York Times? Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it's the New York Times. No, or the Wall Street Journal. Gosh, I'm blocking out of my head. Well, Rupert Murdoch is, of course, this huge media conglomerate owner who would sell his grandmother if it meant more money for him. He doesn't care if you like him or hate him. As long as he's making money off you, he's happy. And now with his newest acquisition, he is stepping into print media in a bigger way, which is bad for our country because he is a blatant, carnivorous capitalist that is simply putting out propaganda to create ratings, to create money, because that's all he really cares about. And these sort of things people don't realize because we're used to Dan Rather. We're used to Walter Cronkite. We're used to reporters being actually reporting.
Yeah, no investigative reporters anymore.
Yeah. So all of this is contributing to what's going to be the formation of a third party in the future. And we're going to see that because of the shift of both of the current parties that have the power.
Now, you talked about Channel 40. When I see the reports of Iran, even if it was the truth, it's hard for me to think that they're telling us the whole truth about what's going on there.
Yeah.
So,
people are so emotional about that war and about our participation in it. And please understand when I say this, I am in complete support of the troops. I love those troops, and I say prayers for them and their safety every day. When I go to cities and I say to people, okay, who are we at war with? We're going to do it by a raise of hands. Are we at war with Iraq? Raise your hands. Are we at war with Iran? Raise your hands. You won't believe how many people get that answer wrong. How many people don't even really know who we're at war with, what country we've invaded. And I say, what's happening with America in Afghanistan? And people go like, I don't know. What's happening? because our new system does such a lousy job of really giving us the information we need to make our own decisions.
Now, have you done a reading on what's happening in Iran right now?
Well, in Iran right now, Iran is horribly corrupt. It is a buy-it-sell-it country, and I mean positions of power, political positions, all those things are being bought and sold. They are they took America's lead in corrupting the election before last, which is what
I know. I was laughing when I heard that we should go in, and because they didn't have an honest election, and I thought, who are we to say that?
Yeah. We should go in to show them how to better cover it up. See,
yeah.
That's what they should say. Yeah. Their country is, it's scary when a religious leader is asked to sanction a quote-unquote democratic election.
Yeah.
And they don't have a democratic election. They have not had it, and they do not have it. They have a bought and paid for corrupt system. And that's why millions of people, what they say, over 5 million at one point, were protesting in the streets.
Well, they're younger people. I mean, that's what I... There's hope, a little bit of a gleam of hope there, because in Iran, there's younger people want a democratic party. They want to be more westernized. So,
things like
the
internet, television, movies even.
Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, they democratize the world because they give people information and ideas they wouldn't have otherwise.
So if we handle that correctly, I think that's what Obama's trying to do, is handle it correctly. They can, if they can get out of this quagmire or this type of government, they'll be on our side. They'll be our ally.
Well, I think an important point about what they, you know, there's this language difference, obviously, between them and us. And where we would say, down with the man, you know, down with guns, or, you know, something like that. The way they say it is death to.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually mean down with.
I heard someone say that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there is the language difference, the cultural difference. Those things make it harder. However, you are absolutely right that over time we're going to see a more unification of cultures throughout the world.
Now,
that sounds good.
One more global question is, what have you asked the cards about global warming?
Okay, global warming is actually, according to what I get anyway, real. It's actually 100% real. However, it's also true that the Earth, the world, does have climate changes over time on its own, whether we were on the planet or not. However, what we're doing is contributing to an escalated schedule of a natural change that would have been slower without us humans messing things up. What people don't realize when I ask the cards what's happening with global warming, even way back when Al Gore was on Oprah, and before that when he was doing his talks traveling, and before that when his DVD first even came out, I asked the cards, I asked my guides, I said, what's up with the global warming thing? They said, it's much more serious than anybody realizes. And what came up for me was that we don't realize exactly how fragile one change changes the world. You know, in Gore's video, there's an example of what they call, you know, the Swiss cheese effect on glaciers. You know, the big old glacier sitting there, and they say, oh, look, there's a little hole in this glacier here where water runs down. Oh, look, there's a little hole over there. But don't worry, this glacier is going to be here for 10,000 years. But the Swiss cheese effect, as each little hole gets a slightly bit bigger, it destabilizes the glacier, it breaks up into pieces, melts very quickly. This kind of thing is happening bigger. There's an ocean current that, if, because of melting temperatures, the temperature change in melting ice into the ocean, if that stream changes, it will change global weather forever, from our perspective anyway.
Yeah.
And so these things, these tiny things are so small, but the effect of them is so huge. I mean, we've already seen huge changes in the bee population in the United States. A 30% drop of living bees in the United States.
And no one seemed to care.
If bees don't pollinate our plants,
we don't have them.
We don't got them.
No.
We don't got food.
No.
And we even if we eat meat, what do the cows eat? Grass. Plants. If we don't pay attention to what, you know, oh, the bees, oh, they'll always be here. You know, we're in a precariously dangerous time globally. And, you know, Mother Earth, she'll be fine with us or without us in the long term. Whether we're here or not, Mother Earth is going to be fine. But, you know, I'd like to stick around a little bit longer.
She just wants us to clean up our act or get out.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, Joseph, you said that more people are psychic today than ever. How can that be?
Oh, my goodness. One of the reasons is when you change a thought, you change a feeling. When you change a feeling, you change your reality. And so here we are. Obama is an expression of a change of thought, by the way. Here we are at a time when people, young people, are like, no, we want to care. No, we're not going to go after money. No, we're not going to screw our neighbor just to make $5. No, we want change. We want things to be better, more solid. We want a president who is going to be more responsive. And this comes about because when you become more psychic sensitive, you become more connected to the psychic grid, which connects all people, all living things. Mm-hmm. And this connection is what's changing the world for the better right now. And it's coming from the young, because they're not afraid of the connection. They thrive on the connection. The internet is a physical manifestation of an electrochemical nervous system change in humans. Where we're connecting out psychically with our energy, the internet is mirroring that in the physical by connecting the world through energy.
So that's why people are feeling more emotional. Everything's, I mean, vibrating at a different level.
Oh, more emotional. You won't believe how many people's lives are changing at this time.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. The people I read so many people all the time.
I was going to
say. Go ahead.
From your, you know, what you're doing for a living, you can see that more than normal people can see it, because you see, have all these people coming to you.
Oh, absolutely. We think it's just our little life. You know,
right.
It's changing. You get out there. Oh, my God. I mean, huge change, big changes. And honestly, the more of a light worker you are, the more of a higher spiritual vibration you are, the more change is in your life, not less.
How do people grab onto change, or do they?
Well, the young will do it better than us. That's really true. As older folk will be more afraid. I mean, that's just the base answer, really.
Well, sometimes the universe kicks us in the rear to make us change.
Yeah. We were trained by wonderful, loving parents who are trained by their wonderful, loving parents to be afraid because they didn't have information, they didn't have knowledge. You had to be careful. They went through the Great Depression, you know, all these reasons, you know, the First World War, the Second World War. So there is this idea of, oh, my God, real evil exists in the world. Oh, my God. And so, you know, we're the older generation. We're going to be influenced by that energy. Not every single one of us, but by and large, most of us. The younger people, though, because of this connectiveness that they're into both energetically and in the physical world, like through the internet and other means, they are less afraid because they're going, you know what, we're in this more together. We've got to do this all together. So more and more we're going to see us older folks learning from the younger folks how to let go, how to trust, how to go forward without fear.
You know, it's interesting, Joseph. I see my daughter working with her children, and they're 10 and 8 now. And I'm almost shocked. You know, she has literally, she's put a bag of tricks away with ideas, and that when anybody needs an additional anything, she pulls out her trick.
Mm-hmm.
And hands it to them and says, okay, let's do this or do that, you know, and she's really on it each day to make sure that everybody is in a growth pattern.
That is so fantastic.
And going forward, it really is fantastic. She's really a full-time mom. And but it's interesting because she feels this vibration of the kids just eating up everything that she puts before them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's probably what's happening on the planet right now. Everybody is just really, you know, out there and growing. And
now, has her children changed her views?
Yeah. I think she's literally, I look at her and I wonder, I can see her being shocked at what she's turned into. But it's a happy thing. But I mean, I'm shocked watching her. I'm probably double shocked,
mm-hmm.
you know, going, oh my God! I mean, it's a full time job. I mean, it's like taking kids everywhere. I mean, I did that when I was younger too. But I mean, this is like, I mean, you're sitting down doing homework with them. You're doing this. You're giving them additional things throughout the year to make sure they begin in September. And I mean, it's a real pattern of, you know, growth, a continuous growth. And like I said, I mean, they're eating it up like it's candy.
Well, it sounds like the parent is growing also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she is, but it's really pretty exciting to see. And I mean, if that's what just any little picture or snapshot what's happening on our planet, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, you know, it's really wonderful. And
I was going to change that. I was going to ask Joseph, do you use the cards daily for yourself?
I use the cards every single day because for me they're a fantastic point of focus. Of course, I believe it comes from my guides, from the universe and channels into me, and the cards are my tool of choice in order to get into that psychic space. You know, I met Lisa Williams, you know, from the Lifetime Channel.
Mm-hmm.
She does channeling of people who passed over. And she has the thing with her hat, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's on or off, she's either on or off. That's her thing. And for me, it's the cards. When I'm on, I'm using my cards. When I put the cards away, that's a way for me to be more off so then I can have, you know, a regular life, I guess. Have a margarita, go dancing. You know, I still do that.
So now if somebody gets your DVD and your quest deck, they can actually use it in the same way.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, this deck has been given accolades for the way it's designed to be easy for people to start with Tarot. So you don't have to memorize 80 cards face up and 80 cards face down and, you know, be this like little computer brain. You can actually, within 10 minutes of opening the deck, you can use the yes-no feature and start chipping away at real answers that you have questions about.
What do you say to skeptics that say, yeah, sure?
Well, you know, I think we do need skeptics in the world. I do. They serve a fantastic purpose. They keep everyone, you know, honest, on their toes. And even though I am psychic myself, I still am skeptical. You know, someone says, Joseph, and this actually happened, by the way, at a fair. This lovely person came up and said, here's this white piece of plastic. If you hold this in your hand, you will heal. And I thought, well, it's an artificial material. It's plastic. White is a good color for protection. It's not really the best color for healing. And I said, well, why is this? And she goes, oh, it's because I put a red dot on the other side. And so for her, that may have worked. But for me, I looked at that through skepticism, right? Maybe I'll try it, see if it works for me. Now, my teachers would say to me that all the things in the physical world work only because we believe they'll work. Our energy gets involved and then makes the magic happen. Same way with tarot. It's our psychic energy that really channels through the cards, makes stuff happen. It's not the cards themselves. The cards are paper with pictures, you know, printed with ink. They're just a thing. It's us that are the magical person. So for that woman, using that white piece of plastic with the red dot, if that was a way for her to focus her healing psychic energy and that worked for her, then indeed that was the technique she was meant to use.
So are there any particular trends that come that are out there that when people come to you, they ask you specific questions?
Well, you know, a lot of people these days have been asking about money. That's just an obvious one, but that's the truth. And people have been very concerned about income and jobs. And this year especially, I have seen a tremendous trend in the answers in the cards for people about money, which show, of course, delay, show effort required, show trouble. And that is like obvious to us in a way because we read the newspaper, we're alive in the world. However, if you have an 80-card deck and you have cards that can be face-up or reversed and you're doing a 10-card spread, the odds of getting a specific reading are 5.9 million trillion to 1 against you. So in other words, every time you lay the cards, it should be gibberish. It should be a word scramble. However, I've seen this huge pattern in the cards this year where trouble with money, trouble with the economy, you know, people say, are things going to go, you know, not everyone loves a psychic when you say something that sounds a little negative. So early on in January, people said, are things going to get better? I said, no, not for a while. Things are going to get worse. And so no one wants to hear that. But, you know, my feeling is if we're able to prepare for what we're getting told psychically, we're getting told by our guides,
now,
then we're able to circumvent the negative aspect of it.
This is a personal question, but when you're doing readings, do you see what you're going through in life? Sometimes you attract the same patterns of people that come and see you as what's happening in your own life?
Of course,
yes.
Of course. One of the first things I learned in my master psychic classes is how to tell the difference between my stuff and their stuff.
Oh, that's
because when we
one.
Have an energy vibration, we will attract to us matching pictures. And so if I'm having trouble with my shoulder hurting, I'm going to attract people who have physical pain in their body for readings. It just happens. I just know it's going to happen. If I'm having trouble in my relationship, I will attract people that will need help about their relationships,
mm-hmm.
because there's a matching energy and a matching picture. And even at a base level, you could say someone who's coming by for a reading feels a kindred spirit and wants the help, wants the connection. So, of course, we draw to us people with matching pictures. Now, the challenge is to know when it's our stuff and their stuff.
I know a lot of times you say, oh, I can listen to that answer also.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And how annoying is that, by the way?
I know.
I've got the answer for you. Oh, my God, it's the same answer for me. I don't like that answer either.
Taz, do you have a question? And we can have our listening audience call in for questions.
Sure. Okay. So we can, let's see, if people want to call in for a reading, they can call 408-260-2999. When the other number is 831-255-2999. And we'll start taking a couple of questions here for Joseph. Now,
do you have a question for Joseph?
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say maybe we should ask for ourselves. Maybe we got a phone call coming in, so
okay.
We'll see what happens. KKUP, you're live on the air. KKUP, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Erica, and
Can you talk up, please? Talk louder.
Okay. My name is Erica. I'm living in Santa Cruz right now, a little bit south of Santa Cruz. And I like the show. It's really interesting. And I was wondering just perhaps what's in the cards for me for the next, like, 3 to 6 months.
Can you be specific? One question.
Like for yourself, or for the United States, or the world, or what are you looking at?
Just for me personally, I've got a few ideas about what direction.
Okay.
Things to go in, like I kind of have.
Yeah, no problem, Erica. This is when you know I'm a real honest psychic person, because I'm always going to tell you what I really get. And sometimes we have energy around us which is difficult or challenging. And your cards reflect for you that you're going to be in a time for about the next 6 months of difficulty and challenge. And so all your cards are in reversal. I know you can't see them, but I'll tell you what they are. And so that means you're going to have blocks, obstacles, and challenges surrounding you. It shows that you have difficulty in choosing a path out of this. It shows, like, indecision, and it shows confusion for you.
Yeah.
It says you would have this feeling like enough already. It says I'm ready for my new beginnings. I'm ready for my new good things to start. And when the heck are they going to start? It's going to be about 3 more months, according to how I would interpret this, for you to start feeling as though things are lifting and getting for the better. Your cards also reflect there's a real key here for you. And it says, this is not a time to be in the shadow. It's a time to be in the light. This is not a time to be still. This is a time to be active. And it's really your Mother of Swords mystery, but it's in reversal. So you have to come out of mystery into real life in an active, passionate way. Now, here's the thing is, you're going to have this big old huge Achilles heel of people not telling you the truth. So you've got to, you know, being trusting is a good thing, but your axiom is going to be trust, then verify. Trust, then verify. Because people are going to be lying to you over the next 3 months. And so this is going to create problems. So what you're going to say is, you know what? People are going to be weird in people. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to be passionate. I'm going to be present. I'm going to be active. And when people tell me stuff, I'm going to verify it just so I know I'm on track.
So be more active. And then with regard to, like, relationships, that means there's kind of nothing going on there, or maybe that there needs a break, or more?
Taz, I'm hoping you might be able to repeat that for me, because I actually couldn't hear Erica.
Oh, I could say louder with regard to relationships. Like, how do those factor in?
Let's ask about love for you.
What is that?
Yeah, I'm going to ask about love for you, love and relationship.
Uh-huh.
And even, you know how you can be ready for something, but it's not ready for you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I feel about love for you. I feel like you've got the bathing suit, you've got the beach towel, but it's winter.
Okay.
You're ready, but the season, the timing isn't right for you.
Yeah.
If you were to say to me, well, then when is the timing, Joseph, going to be right for me? Really, next year, which is 2010, is a much better love year for you than this year.
Okay.
This year comes, at least how I see this for you, it feels as though, Erica, as though you're running in mud. You know, like when you had that dream and you're running in tar or down the endless hallway, it keeps getting longer. That's the kind of energy that's around you right now. The best way I can say this to you is you really are approaching a cycle of rebirth. And this is the difficult, this is the dark night of the soul before the rebirth. Now, to lessen the negative effects of the energy that's around you right now, you have to do it consciously. You can't be passive. So you've got to do, like, positive affirmations, do positive things, put out positive energy, take care of yourself, you know, water, food, rest, exercise, all those boring, mundane things, and that'll lessen the effect of the negative energy around you.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay?
Caller.
Thank you.
I have another caller coming in just a sec.
Bye-bye.
KKUP, you're live on the air if you want a reading.
Yes, I called a while ago, and you said to call back later.
Oh, good, you made it.
Yes.
Okay, we have Joseph Ernest Martin with us and the psychic, and he's ready for your question.
Oh, Ernest Martin?
Joseph Ernest Martin.
Yes, Joseph Ernest Martin is with us, and he's live on the air to answer your question, so go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. What I want to know is what I should be doing next as far as work or career.
Okay. Tell me this. What are you doing now for work and career?
I'm a landscape designer and an interior decorator.
Okay.
But I'm interested in getting back into doing the psychic readings like I used to.
Yeah. You are going to be doing that, by the way. What I do is just so you know what my process is, when you say like landscape designer,
mm-hmm.
what I do is I pull cards using the words landscape designer as a way to focus energy. Into the card set. And then I say in my head over and over again, you know, what your past was, and then I ask them, tell me about the future. You have the full card face up in your future position, so this is new starts, new beginnings, new everything. This means you are going to be doing new and different things, not doing the same thing over and over again. Really, this has more to do with you letting yourself be free, letting your mind be free, letting your energy be free, than an actual choice of action or work performed. It says also you're going to have a tendency to look at what isn't working rather than what is working. And this is your creative abilities is what's going to make this successful for you. So if you were going to say, well, you know, Joseph, I want to be more involved energetically, psychically, out there in the world, I'm going to say, well, I agree with you. Your cards agree with you. Your guides agree with you. And you need to do it in a big way, not a small way.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I'd always done it in a small way before in the past.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you for calling in with your question.
Well, I did have one more to follow that up then. What you mentioned a master psychic class or training.
Absolutely.
What is that all about? How could I get connected with that?
Sure. I've been very fortunate to find excellent teachers in my lifetime. And so I had Ken and Mary Brown up in Chico, California for 2.5 years, fantastic teachers. And then Judy Garcia in the Walnut Creek area for 2.5 years, I studied with her. And then different teachers also along the way for different periods of time. And so what you want to do is you want to find a teacher who is honest, reputable, of note, you know.
Okay, I mean, do you know anybody for San Jose?
Yeah, San Jose, I'm not sure, but if you wanted to email me, I could see what I could dig up for you.
Oh, thank you. What's your email?
It's Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, at questtarot.com.
That's easy enough.
Easy enough. And I'll do what I can to see who's in that area. I may have a lead for you, but I'll need to send that to you.
Oh,
as you let me know the specific
oh.
area. And by the way, a sign of a good teacher, just so you know, a sign of a good teacher is they're open-handed. They say, I am one of many gifted teachers that can help you. The sign of a bad teacher is, I'm the only one who can teach you. Okay?
Now that's
you want someone with open energy.
Yeah, I was that way with my readings, you know. I said, I'm not the only game in town for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, you mentioned Ken and Mary Brown and Chico. What do they teach?
Well, Ken and Mary Brown, and they still have it going. They have Sun Arts up in Chico, California. And they teach really grounded, practical tools for accessing not only your inner abilities, your inner power, but to open you up in ways that allow you to be very effective in how you handle and deal with real life. I think they're fantastic. I loved them.
I'm close to Chico, so I thought that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Do we have another caller, Taz? I don't know if Taz is there.
Hello.
Caller?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Joseph?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, ask.
I've been challenged physically. I've been challenged recently with a lot of physical problems, and I want so much to be able to create my art.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what's here for me share with you about that. This says your card, your base card, it represents you, is actually really, really positive. It's the Empress card, face up, really great card, fantastic card. So this card says, like, you would be very capable, very loving, energetically centered. You have ability and you have talent. So all that, really good, obviously. You're going to have to loosen up on how you apply that talent into the world. And let me give you an example with that. So let's say you were going to be doing painting, because that's the picture they're showing me, actually, in my head, as a painter. And you couldn't really use your arm or your hand. Maybe you would use your other arm or your other hand, or maybe you would use your foot, or maybe you would figure out a different way to paint. So it says to be more open to new possibilities. You have daughter stones, possibilities, which means many possibilities around you, but you need to choose. This says that where your art is concerned, honestly, it says this art of yours will bring in real money for you. And so what I'm feeling is set yourself free in the process so that the real expression comes out, and that is what will be recognized by the world. I'm not seeing you as to be handicapped in any way where your art is concerned. Just be more open. What kind of art do you do?
Well, right now I'm doing a book cover for someone that invented was challenged their healing book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was concentrating on my granddaughter, who is a singer and songwriter. And she was up in Moscone Center at that time, and before I knew it, I was doing her. I was creating an angel to say, you know, come to me with arms out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got downloaded with all of this physical stuff and sciatica and
yeah.
A lot of arthritis and controlling my neck with causing the sciatica clear down to my feet.
Right.
And I've had a lot of surgeries and a lot of heartache, and I refuse to stay there.
Yes.
Because I'm indifferent. I'm in Chiora. I'm in Reiki. And
yes.
I know intuitively that the world is being turned upside down
so that
we can make the right choices.
Yes. I agree with you. Your cards reflect you as still very powerful, very passionate, just so you know. And so I'm not even seeing this physical difficulty you're currently in as going to be keeping you down by any stretch. I do want to say that since you are into Reiki and you do have a background in a more holistic approach, I would really suggest working with a herbologist or a homeopath on your food and what you drink, because the cards actually say that your body's having kind of like an allergic reaction to something you're eating that's unique to you. And it's not telling me what it is exactly, but a real pro in that area will help you figure out what that is.
I appreciate
that. For instance, what's your blood type?
I'm O.
Okay,
I'm
O's.
O.
So O's, you know this probably already. We don't get any fun food, O people.
I'm sorry.
No white refined sugar, no white refined flour, no pork, no dairy.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. And so we have to eat primitive foods, right? Unprocessed, natural.
I have diverticuli, so I can't do raw.
Okay.
I'm sorry, caller. We need to end this call.
Thank you, caller. Well, thank you for helping our listeners.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
That was nice.
Yes. Let's tell the people where they can actually get your new deck, your DVDs, and I think you have a special also to offer the first couple people that give you a call. The number to physically call you is 510-482-0274, and the name of the website is questtarot.com. And that's Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, Tarot, T-A-R-O-T, .com. And Joseph, it's, you know, we love it when you're with us.
I know. Such a great time.
The hour just goes by so fast.
Thank you for taking your time out of your busy day. And I think we're getting a new video for our website that you'll be doing for us. And you've written a couple articles, too, so people need to hop on and read them.
Yeah, TazandPaulaShow.com, and we'll have some articles from Joseph.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being with us today, Joseph.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
We've had fun. Bye-bye.
We certainly have. Bye-bye. This is the Taz and Paula Show with Taz Powers and Paula Nance. You've been listening to